to train in the martial arts to appreciate their stories. Anyone can find these stories inspiring. I am grateful that all of these people have decided to share their stories, and if it inspires anyone who has not yet to try jiu-jitsu, I will be doubly grateful. Alan Gumby Marquez, third-degree black belt, co-founder of OnTheMat.com, founder and head instructor, Heroes Martial Arts, San Jose, California. Chapter 1. Bill the Grill Cooper, The Trials and Tribulations of a Fighter. Bill Cooper was watching the Lakers versus Bulls game while his father and sister were arguing in front of the television. Bill was used to the yelling, so he ignored them until a Slurpee flew across the living room at his dad. When the icy red drink exploded all over the wall, his father clenched his fists and started charging after Bill's sister. Bill jumped up and rushed toward his father. They started brawling on the floor until Bill ended up on his back with his dad towering above. "He grabbed my neck," Bill said, "so I spun my hips and sunk in an armbar." Bill cinched the lock tight and yelled for his sister to call the police. "Let me go," his dad hollered, but Bill held on to his arm for the 3 minutes it took the police to arrive. When Bill and his sister were young, their father was a violent disciplinarian. "I did some suicide missions before, but this one was different," Bill said. "This was the first time I stood up to him and won." At 16 years old, Bill was at a turning point in his life. 4 years later, Bill Cooper became the youngest American ever to earn the coveted Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. Bill's list of tournament victories is long, with 27 Grappler's Quest championships and several world championship medals at various belts and weight classes. Bill has always been a crowd favorite, partly because 32 of his 45 jiu-jitsu victories ended by submission. At 20 years old, Bill also began fighting in MMA and has racked up a 5-1 record. Before jiu-jitsu, Bill was a bit of a nerdy kid who played the role of the class clown for attention. He did not have many friends and was occasionally bullied, so he became a little stoner kid, gravitating toward other rebellious students. Bill's dream was to become a professional skater, but that changed when he ran into Jeff Glover. When Bill was 13 years old, Jeff invited him to his first jiu-jitsu class with instructor Ricardo Franginha Miller. Bill was intrigued watching that class, but after wrestling with other students, he was hooked. Bill had dabbled in other sports, but jiu-jitsu was different. "It was a fucking eye-opener," he said. Before jiu-jitsu, Bill avoided situations where men could exert power over him. He is not sure why, but Franginha was the first man Bill trusted to bark at him like a drill sergeant. "I didn't feel comfortable going to friends' houses when their fathers were home," Bill said. "I was very intimidated." Bill has fond memories of his father, but explained that his childhood was not easy. "I always hoped my dad would pull out the belt," Bill said, "because sometimes he'd just ball up his fist and hit you, man. It was scary." There were times the police came to their house when Bill was young. "I remember crying a couple of times because they'd have my parents in handcuffs," Bill said. Bill was 16 years old the day he stood up to his father in the living room, but his transformation began earlier. After his first jiu-jitsu class at 13, Bill eventually dedicated the majority of his time to the sport. "I started cleaning up my act around high school. If I wasn't at the academy, I was home watching jiu-jitsu videos," Bill said. "I was too tired to get into trouble." Shortly into his freshman year, Bill was hospitalized with a ruptured appendix. Bill said it turned out to be a blessing because he never returned to high school and instead earned his diploma through independent study. He did a couple of hours of study in the mornings and then spent the rest of his days at the gym. He attended the morning jiu-jitsu class, taught the afternoon kids' classes, and then returned for the advanced class at night. During the breaks, he cleaned the mats and taught private lessons to earn some spending money. Jiu-jitsu essentially became his full-time job while earning his diploma. Bill competed as often as he could, suggesting that the lessons learned in one tournament were equal to 2 months of classes. Bill's confidence began to blossom when he started winning blue belt tournaments at the age of 16. "Grown-ass men gave me respect," Bill said. "They wanted to take my picture and come train with me. That was cool. I started walking with my chin up for sure." The kids Bill grew up with began changing their attitudes, too. "They used to treat me like shit, but when I tapped fools out, they started giving me respect," he said.